of the day 113. So in this segment we begin learning the laws of avak rechilus, statements which are not actual rechilus, which are nonetheless forbidden because they may cause ill will. The first case is where Reuben tells Shimon, you know, the other day someone asked Levi about you and he replied, oh, I think we're best off not discussing him. Such a report indicates that Levi was hinting something negative about Shimon, right? If you kind of say, oh, we're better off not discussing him. Chavetz Chaim's second case is where mentioning someone's generosity might cause the listener to be upset with him. For example, Levi tells Reuven, who's Shimon's partner in a contracting firm, Shimon is one of the nicest people I know. While you were away on vacation, he sent one of your best workers to help me with the porch I'm building free of charge. Right? So I work for, I'm working for a building company. So you know your guy, your manager? He's such a nice guy. He gives me your workers for free. So even though I'm trying to praise his manager, but really the owner is not going to be so happy that the manager is, you know, sending out the workers for free. So that's also going to be a avak rechilus. The third case is where Reuven's business has scored some great success. The word of this spreads. A generous fellow, Reuven, extends huge loans to help some friends get started in the business. When another friend comes who has a reputation of not paying his debt, Reuven is reluctant to pay him. Sometime later, this friend is discussing his plight with someone who exclaimed, Reuven didn't help you with a loan, I'm shocked. He lent me so much money when I started my business. While he meant no harm, he very possibly has caused his listener to be angry with Reuven. He is therefore guilty of speaking avak rechilus. So again, avak rechilus means the dust of rechilus, meaning it's not actual rechilus, but since it can lead to ill will, therefore it's still going to be forbidden. So just like we had by avak lashon hara, right? We had avak lashon hara, right? We had a case. The guy says, "Where can I find food?" He tells the guy, "Oh, Reuven always has food cooking in his house." Oh. It could be positive. It could be positive that you're trying to say he gives tzedakah. It could be negative, say he's always eating. So here also, it could be avak rechilus. Also, could be taken two ways, but it could be negative. By me telling you that someone lent me $10,000 to start my business, and if he didn't give it to you, it's like rechilus, because I'm saying he gave me money and he's not giving you money. So it could also be a case of avak rechilus. That's the Gemara says. That
so it's very bad, but it's also very for real.
Yes, other way. Right. So that's what the Gemara says. Most people steal every day, and everyone speaks lashon hara. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that every person speaks lashon hara. It says that every person speaks avak lashon hara. I mean, if you're not careful, then we automatically speak avak rechilus, avak lashon hara. To daven and try to be careful about these things. If you're not, the Gemara says we automatically stumble. It's a pretty bad avail.
You know what they say?
It's not true. It's good to be.
Good, but I'm telling you, this still living in it, just said now. It's not so simple.
That's simple. To try to learn about it. That's what we're learning about it every day. Try to, Chazal said, by learning about something, you get siat d'shmai. The Gemara Yushami said. We try to learn about it, that we're already trying. So maybe we're out of that rule of everyone speaking.
Observe that mitzvah, to be careful.
Yes, to speak less.
Could this also classify any of the media, TV, newspapers, magazines, radio, journalists with that?
Internet. Get rid of your microphone. Goodbye.
You got a Mizaki the Robin.
Get rid of the TV in the back of the room.
Okay, let's see. Let's try to learn Gemara now. Now we're holding on Yud's item and Aleph. Fifteen lines at the bottom. My Rav Shimon. What is Rav Shimon? You told me you have a Rav Shimon who says that someone who eats Bikurim before you said the Psukim, you get Malchus. What Rav Shimon is this? What Rav Shimon are you talking about?
I'm sorry, 17a?
17a, 15 lines at the bottom. My Rav Shimon. Let's see Rashi, the first wide line in Rashi. My Rav Shimon. Heicha, where Shemanale did you hear from him? The Amar Hachi, that he said like this. So Heicha means where? Where Shemanale did you hear him? The Amar Hachi, that he said like this. Heicha is where and Hachi is like this. Two more words in your vocabulary. So let's see if we go back into the Gemara. My Rav Shimon, the Tanya that we learned in Ebraisa. Utrumas Yadecha Eilu Abikurim. This is referring to Bikur. Now, let's see Rashi, the last word on the first word line. So Rashi, he knew that some people don't have fancy Gemaras, so he wrote out the whole pasuk. See, Chanan, Rashi was thinking about you.
Thank you.
All these and really, Rashi has explained, because this pasuk, really, Rashi doesn't always bring down the whole pasuk, unless you'll get confused. But this pasuk, we're actually going to darshan it backwards. So Rashi said, even if you have a fancy Gemara, he wants you to look in, and Rashi usually expects us to know the pasukim. But here we're going to darshan backwards, so Rashi felt he should write out the whole pasuk. Because we're going to dash the whole thing backwards now, so you can keep looking around. So Rashi brings the whole pasuk. Let's see, Rashi. Trumas yadecha. So seifet dahaikor. This is the end of the pasuk. We're starting from the end of the pasuk. We're dashing it backwards. If you notice, that's what we're doing in the Gemara. Seifet dahaikor. It's the end of this pasuk. Now Rashi speaks of the whole pasuk. Loisuchal le'achal b'sharecha. You're not allowed to eat these things in your gates. Meaning you have to eat them in the gates of Yerushalayim. You're not able le'echol to eat b'sharecha in your gates. Meister the gancha of your grain, tirecha your wine, itirecha your oil, ubacharis bekarcha and the bechar the firstborn of your cattle, v'tainecha and your sheep, v'chol nedarecha and all your nedarim, all your vows, asher tider that you vowed. V'nidvaisecha, and your nidavas, your present. U'trumas yodecha, and the truma of your hand. So the darish Rav Shimon darshans l'kra this pasuk. Misefe l'resha, from end to beginning. That's how he's going to make a drasha, word by word, starting from the end, going to the beginning. D'i hava darish le. Because if he would darsh it, mireshe l'sefe, from beginning to end, like midrash le, he would not have made the drasha ki hai gada like this, in this, like in this way, in this manner. Well, Kamei, further on, we're going to go through pasuk by pasuk how he dashes it. We're going to break it down. So, Truvas Yadecha, what does the next Rashi say? How did Rav Shimon start off saying? When the pasuk, the last words of the pasuk say that you have to eat in your gates, Truvas Yadecha, the separation of your hand, what's that referring to? Elo Bikurim. This is referring to the Bikurim, the presents, your first fruits, they bring to your Shalayim and give to the Kohen. Bring to the Beis HaMikdash, give to the Kohen. Now, how in the world does the Truma of your hand refer to Bikurim? What's the connection? What's the drush? He just says, out of the blue? So Rashi says, Dichsev, because it's written in the Pasuk, V'lokach HaKohen, the Kohen should take Hatana, the basket, Mi Yadecha, from your hand. So also when the Pasuk says, Trumas Yadecha, the truma of your hand is referring to Bikurim that the Torah says the Kohen should take it from your hand. So Rashi explained to us the connection between Trumas Yadecha and Bikurim. So that's what Rashi came to help us. That's good. Oh, so which means, as of now, the Pasuk is telling us that make sure to eat, don't eat in your gates, Bikurim. Make sure you eat it only in Yerushalayim. That's what Pasuk simply would say. You're not allowed to eat it in your gates, your Bikurim, your first fruit.
We know
that. What?
We already knew that.
That's going to be the last question. We already know. So, on simple right now, since it means Bikurim, so again, what do you want to say? My Rav Shimon, the time you went to the Braisa. Utrumas Yodecha, when the Pasuk says you should eat Truma, you can't eat it in your gates, Eloha Bikurim, this is referring to Bikurim, they must be in only in Yerushalayim. But Amar Rav Shimon says, Ma, what buzz there? What is this coming, Lalamdenu, to teach us? If it's coming to teach us, if it's coming to teach us the prohibition of eating it outside your wall, the walls of Yerushalayim, I don't need the pasuk, because kavuchomer, I can learn it out of a kavuchomer. The meiser hakal, for a meiser which is lenient. And what's going to be my kavuchomer?
Since you can't eat meiser outside of Yerushalayim, you definitely can't eat the.
Bikurim. Good. Uma Meister Hakal. What is that? Just like by Meister, which is lenient. If one eats it outside the walls, like it again, Malchus, which means you're prohibited to eat it outside the walls. So Bikurim, which is more strict, like Kalchian, is it not all the more so that you should not, that you're not allowed to eat it, and you'll get Malchus if you eat it outside the walls? That is the Kavachimer. So what's the Kavachimer again? Meister, which is lenient. If you eat it outside the walls of Yerushalayim, you get Malkos. For sure, Bikurim, which is more strict. Now, why is my Bikurim more strict than Meister? Why does it say? Why is he going to talk about it on the next page? Bikurim could only be eaten by a Kohen. Meister could be eaten.
Like the fruits, no?
The first fruits that you first the Bikurim, the first fruits that you gave to the Kohen, the means the things you give to the Kohen. So it's one of the 24 minus Kuna. Only a Kohen is allowed to eat Bikurim. It's almost like Truma. However, Meister, you have to give it to the Levi, but once it's by the Levi, you could eat it, Meister, in his house. You're allowed to, Yisrael could eat it. Saying if Meister, which is much more lenient, and let's say Meister Sheni, for example, you could eat it, just in Yerushalayim, even Israel could eat. Say if Meister, which is lenient, anyone could eat it, right? If it's eaten outside the walls, you get Malkus. For sure, Bikurim, which only a Kohen could eat, if you eat it outside the walls, for sure you should get Malkus, right? What's a Kavah Chamer? As long as I find one stringency in your whole picture, it means you're more strict than general. So if for Meister, if you eat it outside the walls, you get Malkus. For sure, Bikurim, you should get Malkus. So what do I need this pasuk? I don't need the pasuk to teach me you're not allowed to eat Bikurim out of Yerushalayim and you get Malkus. It's obvious, I know from a Kavah Chaimer. Right? So what do I need this pasuk for? So what's this rule now? We have a rule, if you can't use a pasuk for its own topic, right? What's this rule? We had this rule earlier. The rule is Halacha Moshe Sinai. It's one of the ways you learn that. It's not from Rishmal. It's from somewhere else. It's a different price brought down from Rabbi Yezer, the son of Yezdi Klili. The different Gemara that says there are 20 rules. You know 13 rules from Rishmal from Davening? He has 20 rules. 20 midas that the Torah is darshan. And they're all these ways are Halacha Moshe Sinai. Meaning, each drasha is an Halacha Moshe Sinai, but the way to learn out is Halacha Moshe Sinai. This concept came from Halacha Moshe Sinai, that if you can't use a halacha for its own topic, a pasuk for its own topic, you could use it. It's Rashi Rabbeinu told it to us. You could use it. Obviously, it's supposed to be in the same realm of things, in the same topic, but say in the Akhar, there's something else which must be somewhat similar. It has to be somewhat similar. Good? So since I'm not using this pasuk to teach me you can't eat Bikurim outside Yerushalayim, I don't need the pasuk.
Is there also a way of teaching that's not similar, something completely out?
It always
has to be had earlier.
It has to have some similarity always. There is in the Indian Akhar, but there always has to be some common denominator. It has to have some connection on some level. At least somehow it has to be connected. You're right, but it has to be somewhat connected. It can't just be totally disconnected. You'll usually find some type of connection. So same Indian Akhar. That's the process we're using here. So that's the thing Gemara is going to say. So loy ba'akasta, the pasuk is not coming. Ella rather, lo oichel bikurim. For someone who eats bikurim, atcha loy kara alein. Before you did not read on them, meaning the Yisrael did not read the pesukim which we spoke about yesterday by the bikurim. Shehu loy kara you get malchus. So we don't need the pasuk to teach me. If you eat it outside Yerushalayim, if you eat the bikurim outside Yerushalayim, you get malchus. So what's it teaching me? I'll use it to teach me that one who eats bikurim in the wrong time, meaning before the psukim were said, then he gets Malkus. So the way the ritual puts it down is that he says, we don't need it to tell me you have to eat it within a certain place, within the walls. Right, Fred, you hit listed a ritual. We don't need to tell you you need to eat it within the walls. Rather, we're telling you you have to make sure to eat it within a certain time frame, which is at least after the psukim were stated. If you eat it before that time frame, before it was spoken, the psukim, then you get Malkus. So it is somewhat connected.
The topic of being able to eat it.
So. In Bikurim. Right, in the topic of Bikurim, eating. So we're not talking the place where you have to eat it. You ate it in the wrong place. We're telling you you ate it at the wrong time because you skipped that process. But let's see Rashi. The fourth wide line, Rashi. Imla echal Bikurim. What do I need the pasuk for? Imla echal Bikurim. If it's to teach me about eating Bikurim chus lachayme outside the wall of Yerushalayim, let us start to tell me it's aser kidem mashma, like it's masha, like we seem to hear and understand kura from the pasuk leisucha lecha b'sharecha, that you're not like eating in your gates v'gamer, etc. I don't need the pasuk for that, because kavachayme, I can make a kavachayme mi meister from meister akka, which is much more lenient shereksev, because behold it's written v'tchilas hamikra, it says in the beginning of this pasuk Meister de Goncha. Right? I already know from the beginning of the pasuk that your Meister also must be eaten in Yerushalayim. Where do I know that from? From the beginning of our pasuk. So again, we're dashing backwards, right? We're going from end to beginning. which means I already, you don't need a pasuk teaching me bikurim in the end of the pasuk. So I already know from the beginning of the pasuk that you have to eat meister in Yerushalayim, you can't eat out of Yerushalayim.
Wait, it's not from the beginning of the end, it's because it's less, because it's kal, no?
Rashi, but also, but how do you, I'm just saying, Rashi, how do you know that that halacha is true? How do you know that halacha exists, that you can't eat meister outside of Yerushalayim?
You learned it from meister.
How do you know meister? How do you know meister? You have to eat in Yerushalayim.
Right, you learned it from
the beginning of the pasuk.
The beginning of
the pasuk. Fine, that you know from the
beginning. Mean, fine.
Good, right? How do you know you can't eat meister from the beginning of the pasuk? Mm-hmm. Now we make a kavah chaimer. If meister, which is lenient, because the beginning of the pasuk and the beginning of the pasuk taught me that you have to eat it in Yerushalayim, for sure bikurim, which is more strict, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Which is, I don't need the end of the pasuk. Once you know the first halacha, I don't need the end of the pasuk, right? Once you teach me meister has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, I know from a kavah chaimer that bikurim has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. True, Chanan? If you told me in the beginning,
it's more strict, so therefore.
Right. So for the beginning of the pasuk, good. So the beginning of the pasuk taught me meister has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So I don't need the end of the pasuk to teach me bikurim. So kavah chaimer. If meister needs to be eaten in Yerushalayim, for sure bikurim. Fine. So imla echal bikurim chutz l'chaimer. So again, let's see this Rashi again. Imla echal bikurim chutz l'chaimer. If it's going to teach me that eating bikurim outside the wall, let us start to tell you it's usher. Kedemashva, like it's we hear. Like the mashra krod, like the pasuk says simply, like zuchalachem sherech avigamer, kavachaymer meister akal. I can learn out of a kavachaymer from meister, which is more lenient. Shreiksev is chilas amikra, because it's written in the beginning of the pasuk, meister degancha, that meister in your grain must be eaten in Yerushalayim. Kameh mefarish, and further on, and the Gemara will explain my chaymer. What's the stringency to bikurim of bikurim meister over meister? So we already said what it was. We spoke out what the Gemara is going to say later. That meister could be eaten by anybody, and bikurim could be only eaten by a kohen. Who said, so what must be the pasuk coming to teach me? I don't need to teach me the halacha that you're not allowed to eat bikurim outside of Yerushalayim. So must be coming to teach me you're not allowed to eat bikurim before you spoke out the pasuk. Actually, you're not allowed to eat bikurim until you did not speak, read the pesukim on them. Which pesuk are we referring to? What does Rashi say? Arami Avid Avi. The pesukim of Arami Avid Avi, which is the whole pesukim that you say over there when you bring the bikurim, like we spoke about yesterday. Now, how do we make that jump? How do we jump from the pasuk teaching me you're not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim to teach me you're not allowed to eat it before you read these pesukim? Dem Eina Inyan. We're using this mechanics. Dem Eina Inyan Chutz L'chaimah. If you can't use it for the topic of eating outside the world of Shalayim, that's the Isser. Tanayu Inyan, give it for the topic, Le Isser Acher, for a different Isser HaRa'i Lahem, which is fitting to them, which is fitting to Bikurim, which is eating it, the time, even eating at the wrong time period, eating it before the Pesukim were written. Right, like this, the guy ate the apple before the guy read the Pesukim. He got so excited, he just ate the apple. Fine. That's going to be the first piece of Reb Shimon, which really answers our question. Wondering, where do you see this halacha Reb Shimon? Again, we wanted to say the town of our mission is Reb Shimon, that holds, you get malchus if you eat it before the pesukim were read. So where's Reb Shimon? It's here. This is the braisa where Reb Shimon says you get malchus. Well, once you brought the beginning of the braisa, we bring the entire braisa. Fine. Everyone's happy so far? Beautiful. Okay, good. Fine, very good. So again, how do we know you get malchus? From this main Indian, how do we know you get malchus for if you ate bikurim before the pasuk were written? This pasuk, Lasucha Lacha B'Sharecha, Uchumas Yadecha, teaches me that you can't rest. We ask on the review sheet, how do you know you can't eat truma before? How do you know you can't eat bikurim before the pasuk were written? What's going to be the answer? What's the answer? Right, meaning I don't need the kavachomer for the pasuk, so I'll learn it for the extra pasuk.
What is that called?
Eino inyan.
Eino inyan, it's not the subject.
No, if you don't need it for the subject, eino inyan, today will inyan, I'll give it to another topic. So for the eino inyan, which means really it's from the pasuk, meaning it means how do you know, at the end of the day, how do we know that someone who eats bikurim before the pasuk were written, they get malchus? Because the pasuk teaches it to me. The pasuk goes, Zuchalacha b'sharecha, and says, Uchumas Yodecha, teaches me this halacha. That's what it teaches me. Now, how do you know it's not referring to the topic of eating truma outside Yerushalayim, because I don't need it. I know that from the Kav Chomer. Good, so that's a must be. I don't need it for that. Must be. I'll use it for this. It might not be on the review sheet. I just asked. It's on or anything? Fine. Okay. Oh, so let's see the next Gemara, next piece in the Braisa. Let's see back in the Gemara. When the Pasuk says, right, that's the words, if you go backwards to the Pasuk, first instead of Chumaz Yadacha, then instead of Nidva Secha right before that. Your presence. So, Zu Taidu Ushlamin. Which presence are talking about? It could be a lot of presents. Right, there's 24 manas kuna. Which present talking about? The Gemara Darsha is talking about, Rav Shimon says, referring to a carbon taida, Thanksgiving, Ushlamin, and a, like Shalom, a peace offering, which most times is given as an adava. Meaning, really, sometimes you have to bring a carbon taida. It's not always an adava. Sometimes there's four times you have to bring a carbon. But since most times it's brought as a carbon adava, he's dashing the adava to mean, that's what the Ritzvah says. The Dava means Taidan Shlamim. Even though sometimes you have to bring it, it's not always in the Dava. Since most times it's in the Dava, therefore he dashes it to be a Taidan and a Shlamim. Fine, so that's his Rasha. His Vaisacha is referring to Taidu Shlamim. So comes Rav Shimon again. Amar Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, Ma baze lamdenu. What's this coming to teach us? In la oichlan chos lachayma. If it's coming to teach us that you're not allowed to eat it outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Again, I can make a kavachamer for meister. Look, bivkurim for meister. Also nedava. I can make a kavachamer for meister. Right? Now, why could I make a kavachamer for meister?
Same rule
applies. Is it 7 before? Just like by Meister Shani, you're
not facing
outside Klein Mom. Yeah.
So here.
It's more calm. Why is it more calm? Why is
Nadava
more
calmer?
Why is
Nadava
more.
On base.
Oh, so why? So what's the shot? Tell us. You have the shot now?
I didn't look on the base.
Uh-huh.
I'm just very happy. It's an offer.
It's a
Kabbalah.
Obviously, Kabbalah is going to have a carbon.
Question, Colin. Oh, once must not Meister Shani, you could eat it. Kabbalah. You have to sprinkle. You're not allowed to eat it until. What do you have to do first? You have to sprinkle the blood. Yeah. To Zrika, you have to put the body parts of the mizbeach. Right. You're only allowed to eat the carbon. Yeah. Right. It's as much more details. Basically, the eating aspect is much stricter. You're not allowed to eat it until you sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach. Until you sacrifice all the body by the emurim. Right. So it's much more chum. Right. So therefore, and it's for sure more chum than meister sheni. Anybody could eat meister sheni just in Yerushalayim. Saying if meister has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. For sure, your carbon, which is much more strict, for sure it's be in Yerushalayim. But I think why I expect you to us to make
the
kavchamer.
Meister Sheni is the kal. Right.
If by Meister Sheni, if by Meister has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and if you eat it outside Yerushalayim, you get malchus. Right. For sure, but shlamim and taida, which are carbonists, they have much stricter halachas. Right, even just to eat them is much stricter. For sure, over there, they must be in Yerushalayim. If you eat them outside Yerushalayim, you get malchus. Right. So what do I need? So again, we're doing a me'ena inyan. So what do I need this pasuk to teach me that you can't eat your nedava outside Yerushalayim? I don't need it to teach me that. Halay ba'akasa, this pasuk is not coming. Ella la'oichal v'taydu ushlamim l'fnei zrika. For someone who eats a carbon from a carbon taydu or a carbon shlamim before the blood was sprinkled, shu like that you get malchus. We know already you're not allowed to eat it before that, but this pasuk means you get malchus, which means let's say the carbon was shechted and they separate the part. You want to just go take your meat, the Kohen wants to go take the meat, or even the owner of the Bialim, the Israel, could eat it and go make a barbecue right away. Meanwhile, the blood wasn't sprinkled yet. Especially sometimes it could be there was a line to sprinkle all the blood, there's a lot of carbonus. By the time you're barbecuing your animal, the blood wasn't sprinkled yet. And you ate it before the blood was sprinkled. So that, you get Malchus. You have to wait.
So the Malchus comes from which blood?
To the offering.
The beginning, everybody has four Mashchita Kabbalah Lacha, right? Every carbon starts at first shchita, then Kabbalah, you accept
the
halacha, you walk, and then zrika, and then sprinkle. But let's say this guy managed to eat it before they did zrika.
He's really hungry.
He was hungry. He took a bite. He's eating raw meat.
The loka that you get here is from which lo?
That's the first one.
The lo, is it coming from the lo stucha on the achom sharecha?
Yeah. That load
yeah.
Go on
that's a lot. So the whole pasuk.
The load that's on the Nidvesefa.
It's on all of them. That load in the beginning.
Them, right. So there's a low kilo for each one. There's a yeah. low on the Nidava. There's a low on the Bikurim. There's a low on Bechorah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, right.
Each one kilo has its own low.
Right.
The first low.
Correct.
The loka that we're learning here is going, the loka is going from the first low of pasuk.
Yeah, they're all going from the first one. But, right. Yeah. Good. Fine. So we want to say, I don't need to, again, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that if you bring your Nidava, if you eat your Nidava out to Yerushalayim, you come out and say, no, come from Meister. So I'll use it for something else in Torah Dan Shlamim to tell you if you ate it before you sprinkle the blood of the Kohen, whoever eats it, then you get Malkus. So again, we're using the same process. If in any life, I can't use it for the halacha of eating. If I'm eating outside the walls, I'll use it for eating before you sprinkle. So here's what's eating and eating. But if I can't use the blood, if I can't use the pasuk to tell me that you get Malkus for eating outside Yerushalayim, I'll use it to tell you for eating before you sprinkle the blood. So we're still, at least here, it's eating, just eating Asir Shalim, eating in the wrong, again, it's eating in the wrong place, eating the wrong time. From eating Asir Shalim to eating before the blood was sprinkled.
So it's interesting, because we read it over here, that the Eina Inyan, Tanu Inyan, right, is specifically, there's guidelines to use
yeah.
this drush, and we're using the guidelines of the rule of time and space here.
Right, time place. And, yeah, place and time. Yeah, this is
so
separate.
You started with time with place, which is Mechutz L'chaima.
Good.
So you'll have to switch it over to Siman.
Right, that's what, that's what, yeah, good,
so
that's
when,
explained.
So when you're eating the Bikurim.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. See, yeah, when you were, we explained it from the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah says, no, it's good, you're right, you're saying good. So right, so we're saying, in Indian, if so, I can't use it for the place you're eating it, so I'll use it for the time. It has to be like the Gemara before. It has to be after, right, the Gemara before, right, now the Gemara says it has to be after the blood was sprinkled. Also, the Gemara before, we said it has to be after the, what was the Gemara before? We said it has to be after, after,
huh?
So the Gemara, now it's saying it has to be after the Zerika. The Gemara before, we said it has to be after the,
after the Kriya.
The good. Fine. Let's see Rashi, a little hard Rashi over here. Lefnei Zrika. The sixth line down the Rashi. Lefnei Zrika, the last word on the line. It's teaching me Lefnei Zrika. Shehu like he gets Malkus. Dem Eina Inyan. Chus Lachayma. Now I'm not going to use it for the topic to tell you you get Malkus for eating it outside the walls. Sneu Inyan Lakach. Give it for the Inyan for the topic of like this. Shezehu Ister Hachamar. Right, well, Lakach means for this, which is for eating before Zrika was, before it was sprinkled. If you eat the carbon before the blood was sprinkled. Now, Rashi's bothered a little bit. Why should I use it for this? Shezehu Ister Hachamar. This is a very strict Ister. Very strict Ister. Of eating before the blood was sprinkled. Sha'ata yachol letite, that you were able to give l'inyan lav, you're able to give it a lav. This is a very strict case, and it makes sense to us that you give a lav on it. Because the Torah never gives a lav on eating before it's sprinkled. Right? That's your reading. Shezeu Israel Chomer, Sha'ata yachol letite l'inyan lav, kama. This is a very strict Israel. They were able to put in it a lav. She'eba ashar, because there's not in it a warning mefureshes. Explicit warning, but makam achra in the Torah, right? There's no warning to give you malchus. Ela asei bulvat, there's an asei alone to teach me, there's a mitzvah asei to make sure to eat it only after the blood is sprinkled. Like I said, v'dam shezavachecha, the dam of your carbon, yishafech, should be spilled over there, you should be sprinkled. V'hadar, and then it goes back and it says afterwards, v'habasar tercha, and then you should eat your meat. So the mitzvah asei that teaches me, eat your meat after the blood is sprinkled. But there's never a lav on it. That will tell me you'll get Malkus if you eat it first. So therefore, our positive was saying it's a very strict case. It makes sense to give it a lav. And we say that our positive is referring to eating before Zrika. Now, it's very interesting why Rashi is like, usually in any way, we have to say it's very chomer. Rashi here is like excusing himself. Rashi is saying, this is a very strict case. So it makes sense why we put the lav in this case. Why is Rashi saying this? Every case, we don't say it's a very strict case. Just say, I have a case similar. Went from, instead of going from place, I'll go to time. Instead of saying the place where you have to eat it, I'll tell you the time you have to eat it after Zrika. Because really, there's another case we could have said here also. We could have also said another case of time. Let's say, you ate it before the Emurim were burnt. Usually you're not allowed to eat it until the blood is sprinkled. And the body parts are burnt. So we chose to give the lav in the case of after that you ate it before it was sprinkled. Maybe the lav is on the case before the emurim were burned. Why is the Gemara jumping to say this case? You have a question? Maybe it's the case before the emurim were burned. That's what we're referring to. So Rashi says, because this the eating before the blood was sprinkled is much stricter than eating before the emurim were burned. How do we know it's stricter? Because the halacha is, if the blood was not sprinkled, your carbon is disqualified. You can never eat the meat.
And you can't fix it.
You can't fix it. If let's say the blood spilled, someone dropped the blood, finished, you're over. Or the blood is never sprinkled, then you can never fix it. However, if the emurim weren't burned, so it depends. If they're still around, then you can't eat the meat until you burn the emurim. Let's say they got lost, or they became tummy. They walked off. They still the nerves are still. Let's say they walked off. We can't find them. Halacha is, then you're allowed to eat the meat. By the blood, if you didn't sprinkle the blood, we don't care why. We don't care if it got lost, but it came to me. If you didn't sprinkle the blood, you're
you see this?
What? That's the halacha in the Gemara. That's the halacha. But I see, I found the hand, the fancy Gemara, bring down the back of my fancy Gemara for the Siach Yitzchak. The Siach Yitzchak, yeah. They bring that a lot in there also. They should probably bring it down in there also.
Weren't the leftover?
No, it says, I am Shamba Siach
Yitzchak. Oh, see?
Doesn't tell me what I have to look at.
Are we talking innards?
Yeah, the inner parts that have to be.
The parts that weren't those parts that they were backed up, they burnt them at night?
Correct.
During the daytime, you couldn't. The blood was sprinkled, you got your meat, you could have eaten it.
You can't eat it. Until the moon are burned, you can't eat the
carbon. Even though they're backlogged and they're burning them in throughout the night, right. You still can't eat your.
Yeah, you can't eat. That's right. Until you burn the moon in, right, you can't eat the meat.
People can't
eat the. So
might have been cold when they were eating that.
Yeah, so you put your meat in the freezer until you. They tell you.
It's all about time.
If you ate it as tomatoes.
If you, in which case, not only blood.
Burn?
Depend. 1 second. If you ate it and they didn't sprinkle the blood, that's what we're saying. This level is suchal b'sharecha. By the dove is teaching me that you get malchus if you ate it before it was sprinkled.
I'm saying if you ate it and you didn't burn.
If you didn't burn, the what? The emurim?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do it, but it's not a lav. You're not going to get malchus.
It's not a lav.
We don't have a lav for it.
No.
It's not.
You still burn it afterwards.
Come on, if you ate it, but the evidence, what's it called? You're not supposed to eat it.
It's an Isser.
You should burn it. It's an Isser. It's not a lav. It's not a malchus. It's usher.
It's just usher.
If it was a lav, you can say it's a lav, but it's not a lav.
Right, it's not a lav.
But it is something you can do as soon as you find it.
Also, over here, there's not a lav of shenik last day over here. The problem over here is. Even in sprinkling the blood, I mean, here you ate it before the blood was sprinkled. It's not a lav shenit klaseh.
Oh, no, there's no way to fix that.
There's no way to fix it.
So he's saying technically by the emurim. Also, we're going hypothetically, if the emurim
would be a lav,
was a lav,
here also
burning it afterwards.
No, it's not because you're eating that you ate it too early. It's not going to fix it.
Well, so you didn't finish it on the rest of the carbon. You can.
Yeah, but you already got. Once you eat it, kazai, it's finished. You ready? Kazai, it's
anyway.
No, doesn't that a lav shenit klaseh? Was you your issue was leaving it over, and then you burn it, fixes that lav. Well, you stole.
Well, you can say the same thing.
It's to fix this thing. One second. You're not fixing. If you
not
ate
fixing,
it,
you already did.
You already did it. You're not fixing. You're thinking through. So again, so
you're not fixing anything.
Over there, it depends.
Reb
Shimon holds you are. Reb Shimon helps somehow. Right, according to Chacham, according to Reb Shimon, he holds somehow. That's still the mitzvah. I don't know how, but somehow. You're right. It's an interesting case also that you're not really fixing. Right. So again, that's explained. Why does Rashi have to tell me this case? Why do we choose the case to tell you the case that Rashi says this case is a chum? What does Let's see Rashi? Rashi says that. Rashi says, Shizel Isra Chomer, this is a very strict case that you could give it a lav. I mean, he's saying this case is stricter than the case where you did not, where you ate it without bringing up the emurim.
You're supposed to put it to the strictest
case.
Right.
That's always what we're giving it to the strict. Right. Rashi's saying, we're putting the malchus on the strictest case. I mean, you could have given tell me the lav is going in a case where you ate it without burning the emurim. And that's not such a case. This case is more strict. Because not burning the blood, if you did it, ate it before burning the blood, that's very strict.
Hypothetically, if there was no process called Zerika, chances are you'd get malchus on not burning emurim.
Yeah. But we're saying emurim, the halacha is, let's say they get lost, technically speaking, you could still eat your carbon. Mm-hmm. There is a heter achil at the end of the day.
Right. Because this was not a
therefore,
actually, have the allowance to eat the emurim, to eat the carbon if the emurim are not around.
You're right. If there
would. Because there is no lava.
Right, theoretically.
The lava is taken for Zerika.
Right, theoretically, if there would be a lava, it would be a lava. Okay, so that's what Rashi's saying. So let's see this Rashi again. Today's Rika, Shehu like it. Rashi said, "Ain't any chos lachaim. If I don't need it for the topic of eating outside the walls to tell you get malchus, tenei any lakach. I'll give you for this for eating before Zrika. Shezel, if this is iser hacham, or this is an iser that's stricter than the case of eating it before the emurim. Shata yachol that you're able to see to any lav to give for a lav. Now we need a lot over here. There's no explicit Azhar warning to tell you to get Malkus in any other place. Only Asay, you have to eat it after the Zrika. Like it says, first being of the blood of Ahadar, and afterwards it says, and only afterwards it says that you should eat the meat. So now, on the review sheet, how do you know that you're not allowed to eat? How do you know that if you eat the carbon, Taidor Islam, before Zrika, you get Malkus?
The word
Nidvei Sechel. Right? At the end of the day, how do I know you're not allowed to eat a carbon, Shlomo, or Taidor before you do Zrika? Because the Tari says, Lesuchal, don't eat it. Nidvei Sechel, you're Nidava. That's how you know. Correct?
It must not be going in a Chutzlachon, because we have that in the
Kavachon. Yeah, we don't need Chutzlachon. It's going in the Kavachon. At the end of the day, that's going to be the correct answer, how you know that you shouldn't eat it before Zrika. Fine. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. It's from a pasuk. Right. Okay. Now the next question.
It's a drush
for the pasuk. That part B is how you get to it.
Point. That's going to be. Yeah, that's the extra credit.
Yeah. Part B is an ena inyan. You tell me ena inyan. Then part C. No joke.
Explain the ena inyan. How we did this.
Fine. Let's see next. So far we spoke about the first pasuk of the. We spoke about trumas yedecha and edesecha. Good. So now in the puzzle, really, we skip the part words of Nether. If we're going backwards in the puzzle, we go to Bechar.
You know, I was thinking why.
Yes.
The Oila is what the Drecha later is talking about, and that's the last carbon you want to have to bring.
Carbon out. That's interesting. Fun. Yeah, because Izzy Rashi was actually backwards. Yeah, I'm sure there's a Chedron why we're going in this order. We'll see. Good. Well, Bechar is that Bechar. So Izzy Rashi says when it says Bechar, what's it referring to? What's Rav Shimon's Chesh referring to Bechar? Obvious, no?
Yeah.
I think all the other ones are complicated. This one needs to tell you, Bechar just means Bechar. The other ones you're making drushes means Bikurim, this one means Taida Shlamim. Here he's saying, Bechar just means Bechar. Just go simple. Bechar is that Bechar. This is referring to simply, it's referring to Bechar. I'm Rav Shimon. Ma boz elamandeta. What's this coming to teach me? Again, the same process again. Imla Eichel Choslachim is teaching me that you're not allowed to eat it outside the walls. Kavachimer and me Meister. I can make a Kavachimer from Meister. Good, what's the why is the Kavachimer from Meister? Why is Bechar more strict than Meister? Same thing also, what's Bechar? Bechar is a carbon, right? Bechar is a carbon.
Only for Kahanami. Right?
The only Kahanami. You give it to
Kahanami.
Right. And we're saying you can learn it out of a Kalachomer from Meister. You can learn from Kalachomer from Meister. Right. If Meister, you can't eat, which even a regular person could eat, you can't eat outside the walls, for sure. Right, for sure. Bechar. So I don't need to tell me to eat outside, that you're not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim, you get Malchus. Next step. Now we're building up. It's getting more complicated. Imlif Nezrika. If you're telling me that you're not allowed to eat it before Zrika, Kavacharim, Taidu Shlomim. I claim from Kavacharim from Taida and Shlomim because a Bechar is more Chamer than Taida and Shlomim. Why? They're both Karbanis. Because Bechar is Kadosh Merechen. It has holiness from the womb. I didn't put, no person came and put the Kedusha of Bechar in it. The minute the firstborn is born, it's even before it's born, it's already has Kedusha from the Rechem. It's already in the mother's womb. You're going to be the firstborn. You already have Kedusha on you. So what do I need this pasuk for? Halay ba'akasav ela la'aychal min ha'bachar afilu la'achar zrika shehu like. What's this teaching me? That even the bachar, even after zrika,
an Israel can't eat it.
Israel can't eat it. That's the pasuk. Let's see Rashi.
Question: Bachar, okay, that cow has a apala. Is it? Does the next one
consider Bechor or not? No. It has to be Petarechem, the first one.
No, I'm saying.
It's not called Petarechem. It's not still not Petarechem. We have a lot, it came
it
out.
Has a
depends when. A miscarriage.
Yeah.
So if the animal is a miscarriage, it depends
but
how far it is.
Out.
It had a miscarriage more than a certain amount, more than 40 days usually. by a person 4 days, then it's today. Then it's not a firstborn anymore.
That's a b'chor, no matter what.
Yeah, the firstborn is a b'chor.
The next one is not a b'chor.
Yeah, the second one is not a b'chor. Yeah, the second one is not going to be a b'chor. Okay, so let's see Rashi here. Kalachar, we talked about Shlomim. 4 lines at the bottom. We'll come in with Farish further on. We're going to explain my chumre. What's the chumra? The b'chor mitayt shalom. Why is b'chor more strict than tayt shalom? Which we spoke at already. That is, a b'chor is kadosh merechem. It's holy from the womb. Already has kedusha. Tayt shalom. It's kadosh merechem. A b'chor.
The b'chor.
It's kadosh merechem. It's more holy than tayt shalom, which aren't. They don't. They, you made them holy. So what's it going to teach me? Afilu la'achar zrika shu like it. Even after zrika, you get whipped. Imzaru, if you're Yisrael. She'ena b'chor ne'echa elo l'kehanim. Because the b'chor cannot be eaten only by kahanim. V'zui azrasi, this is the warning. And when this pasuk tells me, l'isucha l'echal b'charcha, you're not allowed to eat the b'char, it's telling me Yisrael is not allowed to eat b'char. This is the pasuk. If not for this pasuk, we don't know. We think Yisrael could also eat from a carbon that hits the b'char. U'b'makam acher, in another place, aseyu, the ashram pa, we find the asey, says, ach b'char shor, v'garim b'sarim yelechal. Over there, the pasuk teaches me, the b'char shor, the firstborn of your shor, the meat should be for you, for the Kohen. But we never find a lav. So this is the part that tells you the lav, that Yisrael is not allowed to eat a from the Bechar. Shkayach. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem.